Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden is the 46th President of the United States.
A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Biden was sworn into office Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Senate has confirmed Avril Haines as intelligence director, giving President Joe Biden the first official member of his cabinet. Haines was previously deputy director of the CIA and deputy national security advisor. Just hours into his presidency, Joe Biden signs a string of executive actions reversing key Trump administration policies, reversing a ban on travel from terrorist nations, rejoining the very expensive Paris Accord, launching a national mask mandate, rejoining the World Health Organization, stopping the southern border wall, and revoking the Keystone Oil Pipeline approval. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get a coronavirus update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden's call for unity fell on deaf ears in Portland, Oregon. Eight were arrested as Antifa violence continues. Their message, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Joe Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday without any action on what Americans really need, stimulus checks. Critics are saying, how does this help the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Biden signed 17 executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those orders were a mask mandate on all federal property, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and an order to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. But California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Newsmax TV that he can't see how any of the president's orders will help the American people.
I don't see how workers can be helped by flooding the labor market with another wave of illegal immigration. And it was only after Donald Trump put a stop to that we saw workers' salaries begin to grow again. In fact, they grew at the fastest pace in 40 years. And I don't see how families and workers are helped by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing 10,000 jobs, making energy more costly for everyone. I don't see how workers are helped by re-entering the Paris Accords that are a major job killer, a major driver of energy prices, and it puts our nation in a terrible global economic disadvantage. I don't see how we're made safer by reopening virtually unrestricted travel with hotbeds of terrorism around the world.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic sat in a prison hoping for a last-minute pardon from President Trump Tuesday. He was so sure a pardon was on his way, his lawyer ordered a stretch limousine and waited, and waited. Joseph Milando Passage was not pardoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will work. And right there for you is the plethora and a volume of previous guests that we've interviewed. And, boy, I'll tell you, these are absolute experts. I mean, we're kind of blown away a little bit. I got a couple of comments here regarding John Lott's statement. There he is. He's at the White House in the waning days doing some work with the president. And just to try to get some statistics, get things that should be easily accessible, how he's stonewalled. You know, this is our government in action, the way it operates. And this is what got us so upset the last time and why many supported Donald Trump, an outsider. And I wrote a column. It's right now. It's being featured at P.P. Simmons. You can go to ppsimmonsblogpost.com. I tried to send it out. It was interesting. I went to send it out last night. And I got blocked. You know, they wouldn't let us. I guess so. P.P. Simmons must be on their list. On the social media list, the big tech, where you're not allowed, access to a platform to exercise free speech. And the title of this commentary that I wrote, and you can go to, as I say, ppsimmons.blogspot.com. And right there on the front page, the title is "You Think I Care That You Hate Trump." And, I say, may I ask, what did he do to you? And please consider your answer beyond the typical propaganda narrative from the establishment media that despised Trump from day one, not because he was evil, but because he got in the way of their plans. Remember, these were the very same people who adored him to his face for his associated fame and wealth. It's the nature of the lust for power and control. One minute they're kissing up and groveling, and the next they're stabbing, killing, cheating to meet their objectives. What sort of person does that? But we saw them all come out. I mean, it was amazing. It was like, you know, the cockroaches didn't care anymore that the lights were on. They just came out because they were going after Trump in such a rabid manner. Again, outside of these influencers, and their new narrative about Trump, what did 45 do to you, huh? Did he offend you when he championed a humongous tax break, putting real money into your pocket? Or was it because he started eliminating stifling government regulations that opened up the job market and reintroduced a powerful economy? Is that what got you so upset? Or was it that your job that was sent overseas, you know, coming home and putting you back to work that restored your dignity? Did your job and income get you out of the welfare line? Is that what offended you? Did realizing your dreams and starting a new company, is that the reason to hate Trump? Maybe it was this, okay, all right. Maybe it was this. The president stopped sending our sons and daughters to fight endless wars. Maybe that really ticked you off, right? Or were you convinced to hate Trump because he stood for life, taking a stand for all lives before and after birth? He's the only president to attend and speak at the annual March for Life. God only knows how many babies were saved because of the courageous stand against this modern-day Holocaust of our defenseless children. Sidebar here. Joe Biden is quick to support Planned Parenthood, so all the money is going to start flowing back to, you know, Planned Parenthood. And abortions are, you know, back in full swing, brought to you by a practicing Catholic, supposedly. As I said, somebody said, well, he's a practicing Catholic. I said, well, I think he needs more practice. And I say that as a Catholic, okay? You know, it's absolutely disgusting in my humble opinion. And I say this with passion because, you know, I went through this whole process, you know, like many of you, thinking that, hey, look, it's got the government housekeeping seal of approval on it, so it must be okay. You know, forget about what God had to say. But, you know, hey, the government said it was okay. Supreme Court said it was okay. It was all endorsed until you realized it wasn't okay. Until I started having conversations over the years since Roe v. Wade was passed, with women and even some men who said, Bill, I didn't, you know, when it hit me what I had done, I just couldn't believe it. And women said, I just couldn't shake. I couldn't shake it. I aborted my child, and today that child would have been 13. You've heard me say this before. Anecdotally, I mean, these are stories that people share with me. And you just want to hug them, and you just feel their heartbreak. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something. I mean, if you haven't been involved with an abortion, and it's almost hard, you know, abortion has touched just about every family across the country in some form or fashion. And, but if you're, you know, totally devoid, and thank God if you have been, and you haven't had the impact of abortion directly on your life, then it might be hard for you to understand that somebody's heart is breaking till the very day they die and realizing they offended God and they killed one of their children. Thinking it was all okay, and it was just, you know, they bought into the narrative again, you know, what Planned Parenthood and the eugenicists and Margaret Sanger and, you know, these tyrannical influencers, what they would want us to believe, that it's meaningless. It's just some flesh. You're just cutting it out. It has no feelings. There's nothing about it. And then, of course, real science comes into play now, and it says, no, they do feel. No, it is a child. This is life growing in you. And there's something within our inner conscience, that imprint that God has placed in all our hearts, that helps us realize right from wrong. And it's not the unforgivable sin. I want you to know that. You know, God can forgive you, but you know, and that's where healing will take place. It won't take place in the government. It's not going to take place under a new presidential administration. No, it'll take place between you and God. This is a very private matter. But this is the impact that abortion has had, and we've elected a new president who is going to welcome the death of children, unborn, quiet their voices. And I wonder, with Donald Trump's administration, how he stood in the way and blocked it. How many babies were saved? I mean, we may never know that number. How many babies were actually saved during the Trump administration because of his leadership against abortion and saving children? Not to mention the fact that the Democrats had their way. We would be selling body parts nonstop. I mean, you talk about being like China. I mean, China right now is harvesting organs of human beings. These are grown adults. The Uyghurs, for example. Of course, they're all hiding that. You know, some people are starting to point fingers. You know, Mike Pompeo on his way out. Indicted the communist Chinese. And, you know, we'll see how the world really, truly reacts, you know, to the truth. We cannot continue to turn a blind eye to this. And back to the commentary, I said, back to what caused you to hate Trump so much. I know it had to be about energy for you, yeah? Huh? You really didn't like paying more for gas. You really did like paying more for gas, right? There's just something very wrong about being energy independent, you may think, which we hadn't realized, by the way, since President Truman. You probably would have hated him as well, because it was Truman who had to make that most courageous and incredible decision was life-changing for a country and world's history. Can you ask yourself, did you hate Trump for something he did or failed to do for you and your family, or do you hate Trump because this is what you were told to do? And I ask you, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I tell you, I have so many people calling me and talking about how they're praying, you know, across the country. There are Zoom meetings, conference calls,
people praying almost like never before. And I guess this is what we can be grateful for in looking at what is happening to our country. I know for a number of people in our country, you know, maybe they're celebrating. I don't know, but I sense they are. I mean, certainly those that wanted the power has just come to their hands, and we can anticipate based on what they have done before. Because if you want to know what somebody would do, look what they've done. So we can anticipate what's going on. And we've known going into this election that, you know, we were entering into things beyond human control, that we needed spiritual intervention. And for those of us of faith, we do not lose hope, you know, because our hope is in God. He is sovereign, and he is in control of this entire popcorn stand. So Joe Biden would not have been elected had it not been God's will. I believe that. I really believe that. Regardless of what you may question about the integrity of the election, I believe that God is sovereign over this. And the challenge that we have is to realize that God is sovereign and in charge, and his purposes will be realized. I mean, because he's still, I mean, in terms of his promises for us, he has promises that he's reserved for us, you know, for good and not for harm, to give us a future and a hope. That's what we hold on to, right? And God is consistent and faithful in that regard. I really believe that with all my heart, ladies and gentlemen. It's irrefutable as far as I'm concerned. That's the line in the sand for me, and that is my commitment. And I know for many of you, that's the way you feel. And so it may be disturbing, in part, what we've gone through and what we're enduring. But again, there are chapters of this life that we are experiencing that are being written by the author himself, not by Joe Biden, not by Donald Trump, not by any political force, but by God himself. I believe that. And so our duty and responsibility, keeping in mind that God doesn't want us to forsake our peace. You know, it is his peace that surpasses all understanding that envelops us. I like what Jonathan Cahn shared with me one time. He says in the Jewish culture, what they believe is that God's ever abounding peace pursues us. I mean, think about that. It's not like God is short on peace. Says, oh, well, if I give peace to Bill, I don't have enough to give to Brad, or I don't have enough to give to Jonathan. No, it's ever abounding peace. It's ever flowing. It's ever, you know, it doesn't end. All right. God has enough peace. And so that's what he wants for us, because if we start, you know, getting unhinged and angry, then we start going to the wrong side here, okay? And we jump the fence, and we're not on God's side, all right? And in the whole situation, that's what we want to make sure. This is we and our families, those that were responsible, anybody that we can touch and influence and say, look at, hey, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on this? I want to play a little clip here. This is from Donald Trump. We played it the other day, but I want to remind you again. I think it gives you a bit of his heart of, you know, what he felt for our country and his gratitude, you know, for serving we the people. Listen.
As I think back on the past 4 years, one image rises in my mind above all others. Whenever I traveled all along the motorcade route, there were thousands and thousands of people. They came out with their families so that they could stand as we passed and proudly wave our great American flag. It never failed to deeply move me. I knew that they did not just come out to show their support of me. They came out to show me their support and love for our country. This is a republic of proud citizens who are united by our common conviction that America is the greatest nation in all of history. We are and must always be a land of hope, of light, and of glory to all the world. This is the precious inheritance that we must safeguard at every single turn.
President Trump and his heart, and of course he was received yesterday back to Florida. Florida is his home. He'll be staying in Mar-a-Lago. The president, I believe, will remain active, and we'll see what the future holds. If, in fact, he will be the lightning rod for a third party. You know, you've heard me say this before. I agreed with John Naisbitt. I mean, he said this years ago, that the two-party system is like two dinosaurs mating. And where we are right now, I mean, the parties are bifurcated. I mean, Donald Trump was such an exposing agent. He exposed the Republican Party itself. It was not only the Democrats. And I think going into this, we kind of had an idea of what was going on with the Democrats, but even more so, because the Democrats themselves splintered. In fact, going into all this, I thought they were so in peril that potentially, and I think that had the results been different, okay, had the results been different, I believe the Democratic Party would have been devastated and they would be retooling right now for the next 8 to 10 years. That still may happen, and it may be down the road, but I think it's one of those things you can pay me now or pay me later. And always when we pay later, it's much more complicated and much more severe. But I believe that that is inevitable and something that will be in their future because they're pulling at each other themselves right now, because you have an element of the Democratic Party that is really it's the parallel of a tail shaking the dog. You got a small group of people, you know, having a lot of say and controlling, you know, Democrats that And I'd say even liberals, because there's nothing wrong, you know, with in a sense with liberals. It's those progressives, it's those on the left who are so idiomatic. I mean, they're so stuck to their ideology, and so much so that it's become their god. It's their theology, and that's why I said, you know, that is the tension that we have in this country today. Is ideology versus theology. And, you know, even though we say we're a nation that believes in God, you know, even Jesus said, hey, look, even the devil believes in God. But what do you do about that belief? And for those on the left, they may believe in God, but they believe that their God trumps God Almighty, if I can say that. And this is their offering. You know, here's the new golden calf for America that the hard left is presenting to you. And you cannot reason with them, because what they do traditionally, and you go back in history, and as we talked with Bill Fetter yesterday, they are 10-degree black belts. They go to extremes that you and I would never think of doing just for the sake of dignity in our fellow human beings. They want to cancel you right at the kneecaps, whatever. You know, and you've heard them throw words out like, oh, we're like AOC and others. Well, we just need to re-educate. Anybody that voted for Trump, we need to re-educate them. Really, how arrogant. How arrogant and how dangerous at the same time. See, this is the voice of tyranny. And that's what we have to be aware of and have ears to hear. Do you have ears to hear the difference between life and death, good and evil, tyranny and land of the free? The language of land of the free doesn't say that somebody should be, you know, re-educated and we're going to put them away like the communist Chinese have done to the Uyghurs. We don't re-educate people, you know. We value, hopefully, for the most part, we would value their opinion and their part, because we know historically when all sides are involved in a solution, it's better. It works better for everybody. The reason the Affordable Care Act didn't work, because it was unilateral. The reason that a one-party state like California doesn't work, because it's all unilateral. It's all about one party. I mean, like what, all the geniuses reside in the Democratic Party only? Again, how arrogant. And the fact that you think yourself some self-appointed genius is the death nail of your very own character. Because you're not. And you've closed everybody off. And where your intelligence could be expanded, you've stifled it as a result of your own selfishness. This is what's going on in America, and we need to be aware of it. I'm Bill Martinez. It's great to have you along with us. Our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, Refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Biden was sworn into office Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Senate has confirmed Avril Haines as intelligence director, giving President Joe Biden the first official member of his cabinet. Haines was previously deputy director of the CIA and deputy national security advisor. Just hours into his presidency, Joe Biden signs a string of executive actions reversing key Trump administration policies, reversing a ban on travel from terrorist nations, rejoining the very expensive Paris Accord, launching a national mask mandate, rejoining the World Health Organization, stopping the southern border wall, and revoking the Keystone Oil Pipeline approval. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, more than ever, if it wasn't more essential to pursue the truth, look at, for a number of years, I might even say decades, the mainstream media, the establishment media, has gotten fast and loose with the facts. And in some cases, they've just abandoned them altogether. And it's all about the narrative. And in doing so, they're MIA for their reason to be. I mean, the reason our founding fathers demanded a free and fair press was to hold our government accountable. When it becomes collusive in the corruption, it doesn't serve our purposes. Now, we've been given a lot of bias from the media, and we're grateful for groups like Newsbusters and MRC, who have done a lot of work to, ferret out the information. The challenge that we have is that is getting out that information in sizable bites to counter the narrative. I mean, because it's almost Curtis Houck. Curtis Houck joins us now. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters. How are you doing, Curtis?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, as I'm explaining here, it is an uphill battle because, you're one entity, I'm one entity. There's, a group of us that continue to pursue the truth and we want to get the facts out to our audience. But for every one of us, there's the power of 10, it seems, against us that gives that that counter narrative. And it's almost like when you give people the truth, they think we're being conspiratorial, right?
Right. I think there's a number of things going on here. First, the White House press corps is now no more than 100 or, you know, and then you throw in the rest of the political press corps, thousands of reporters who are unofficial government workers, members of the Biden press shop, more interested in building narratives instead of facts. I think that's really an important distinction here. You can have narratives because you notice trends when there's a news story and what have you, but it has to be backed up by facts, and that's not what we're getting right now. What we're getting right now is this over lofty talk going on here about how Joe Biden is like Abraham Lincoln, who needs to punish old America like we, you know, like we did at the end of the Civil War.
Right.
And that America has gotten its happy ending now, you know, and that America's under new management. There's just so much going on over the last 24 hours and the last few weeks and the last few months here that, yes, exactly. I felt that at Newsbusters yesterday, that we have an amazing team, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's only so many of us here, and it's just so much to take in and try to delegate and try to figure out what in the world are we going to do, because it is frustrating. And then you look on the other side, and not only are they over the moon about Joe Biden, they're still upset. They've taken the Senate and the House and the White House, and they're still angry, Bill. They're
yes.
furious mm-hmm. at us. And instead, what they're doing is they're going to try and censor us, like we saw yesterday afternoon on MSNBC, where Nicole Wallace, former so-called Republican, said if she had her way, Republicans would be banned from speaking unless they first spoke the truth, whatever the version of the truth is to her.
According to her, yes, exactly. Yeah, this is not the way America works. I mean, what they're doing is they're going down the yellow brick road of the tyrannical. And for their sake, we have to stop them. You know, because what happened in Germany, it was only about 10%, you know, at the end of the day, about 10% of the Germans, you know, became Nazis and were, you know, proactive in the Nazi cause. The rest were sympathetic for the sake of their own lives and to go along to get along kind of thing. And so here it is. And even in our country now, we're not immune from it. We're finding a small percentage of activists, whether it is Antifa, whether it's Black Lives Matter. In this case, it is the radical left of the Democratic Party. And I call them out distinctly because there are Democrats, and I'm not trying to insult them. Like, you know, we want to be sensitive because we're learning from their narrative, the way they're attacking conservatives. It's like all conservatives. Well, wait a minute. We've said 75 million people vote for Donald Trump, and now we're disqualified. We're uber deplorable now, and we're inconsequential. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, Donald Trump was right. What he put in the hands of Joe Biden was mo better than what he got delivered to him from the Obama-Biden regime, wouldn't you say?
Right. Well, Donald Trump was not even really allowed to be president of the United States because during the campaign, as we learned, he was being spied on. And even during the transition, the night of Obama's farewell address, that was when Jake Tapper of CNN started talking about the Steele dossier, what became the Steele dossier, I think the next day or the day after BuzzFeed released the whole thing. And this was all before the president was inaugurated, the week before.
Right.
So really, again, he was never given the chance to be the president. He was seen by the news media as an illegitimate president. You still had Joy Reid on Monday night on MSNBC talking about how, you know, Donald Trump was installed by the Russians and Vladimir Putin in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, not we the people through the Electoral College here. So, again, this goes back to one of my first points, which is these people are still fundamentally unhappy, though, and I think it goes to a wider point and a reminder that for the left, they're always going to be, for most of them, they're always going to be unhappy. There's nothing is ever enough for them. I'm trying to think about how conservatives and Republicans were January 20th, 2017, when President Trump was inaugurated. And I don't think most of us were talking about exacting revenge and putting down our enemies mm-hmm. and by taking away their right to speak. You know,
no, not at all.
Meltdown. And today, as we speak, this is when the Women's March was happening 4 years ago.
Exactly.
When you had Ashley Judd and Madonna talk about wanting to blow up the White House and, Madonna in particular, but it's quite the contrast here. We expected it, but the point is this is scary and that they're going beyond that to a level of authoritarianism by trying to silence 74 or 75 million Americans and even more Republicans who voted down ballot under the guise of what happened a few weeks ago on January 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is scary times in which we live in, but certain times you come into life, and this country has been there as well. Some have said we're approximating a second American Revolution. When you consider the Declaration of Independence and what that was all about, and you read it today in light of the current political environment, and you go, whoa, how much is different? This is a modern-day version because the complaint of the original patriots and the founders of our country would be quite similar to what we're dealing with right now. I mean, we know there's not going to be a big surprise with this Joe Biden administration. 8 years of Biden-Obama, we know exactly what happened. I mean, we were in such malaise. I mean, people were in a lot of pain, unemployed, unemployment lines swelling up, welfare recipients on the rise. People were very unhappy because they didn't have a job. And as soon as Trump comes in and knocks out these regulations, here they are. They're working again. They're happier than they've been in a long time. And I guess they got tired of being happy. Maybe that having a job and providing for their family, having some dignity wasn't important enough for them. The fact that their sons and daughters weren't going overseas and fighting endless wars, that doesn't matter. All that set aside, the fact that we're energy independent. Now, forget about that. Let's cancel the that's going to be one of the first things you do is you open up the border and cancel the XL pipeline. Wow. I mean, right. This does not portend for a healthy America.
Putting people out of work, I mean, I think that's a really important thing to underscore here. My message would be that, yes, to the Lincoln Project and the Bulwark
Yes. Type
on TV, and online, this is what you got. I hope you're happy now with all of these policies here that, and we forgot about wrecking pro-life families. But I would just say to folks, remember who's in control here. None of us are here. And I think that's something important, no matter whether Donald Trump is president or Joe Biden is president. And I think that's something we should remember.
Well, Curtis, take back to the team at Newsbusters to not lose faith, do not lose hope. The good fight continues. And we need to hold together, bind together and, for the good fight, even for the sake of those that are a bit confused and they're just not familiar enough with the truth. I believe the truth wins over a lie ultimately. That's what I hold to. Curtis out.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Baer joins us now. Always good to have him here, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I am doing great. This is a wonderful day. It's, you know, we're preparing for a lot of changes in the world.
That's right, exactly.
But the truth of the matter is, as I've told many people, you know, I voted for Jesus a long time ago.
Amen.
I grew up in the entertainment industry. I'm
right.
A left-wing fanatic.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that Jesus is my king and nobody else in this world.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, how does it feel to be right once again with your hypothesis about faith and family content? You're showing off, you know that.
Well, there's a lot of, we know this because the majority of people who go to movies are younger people who want family movies. They want Pixar movies and Disney movies, which are growing, you know, by out of sight. And people want faith and values in spite of some of the press's indications for the contrary. So, for instance, of the top movies that are last weekend, all of them had some biblical content, moral content, very strong moral content, and many of them had very strong Christian content. So the top movies, week after week, I sort of laugh at the New York Times said that, you know, that the top movies in streaming last year were family movies, and they were complaining people settled for family movies again.
They settled, yeah. I like that.
That's what they want, you know. So the New York Times was upset by it. But a couple of these movies, like The Croods, the production team came to the Movie God Awards when we said, you know, follow the sun, follow, you know, all the different things that was said. I said, this is a biblical allegory. They said, exactly. Nobody else has recognized that. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
So a lot of these movies are very strong biblical allegories, and many of them you and I have talked about before.
Well, you know, for a time such as this, right?
Well, this is the big confusion. confusion in life. You know, people watch one way, but then they always seem to react in a different way. I mean, I used to point out when you used to have tabloids at the supermarket, I think you still have them there. If you can get into a supermarket in California, you're amazing. But, you know, the tabloids would always feature some star that maybe had been dead for years, like Barbara Streisand. Oh, she's not dead yet. But it would feature somebody who hasn't made a movie, hasn't been in the limelight. But when people make choices, for instance, for movies or whatever, like The Croods, you can't remember who the stars of the Pixar movies, et cetera. It's the story that tells it. I teach this in a course on how to succeed in Hollywood without losing your soul. So people are double-minded, and I'm not saying this to be negative, like I'm some illiberal bashing people. When they first think about who comes to my mind as being a star, you know, Anthony Hopkins or, you know, Barbara Streisand or somebody else, but that's not the people that people are watching. And by the time those people become household words, they're going to move on. What I'm always laughing about is you get some star who stars in Guardian of the Galaxy. He does a big job. He hasn't been really well known before that. Suddenly becomes a name star, and you can remember who I'm talking about, but I won't remind you. And suddenly his movies are not making that much money. So that's an interesting phenomenon.
Well, gravity exists even in the movie business, right?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
I say gravity exists even in the movie business, you know, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's irrefutable. Yeah, the thing that comes to mind with some of these opinions that take place, and I was just reading about this and reminded again here recently, was when God asked Adam and Eve, who told you you were naked? It seems that our culture today is so much about listening to these forces that are telling them how they should think and how they should respond, whether they see a family-friendly movie and enjoy it, but then they have to, you know, suddenly when they're reporting to somebody or some pollster, in order to fit into the cultural narrative, they have to respond in a certain way.
Yeah, that's true. That's part of it. And part of it is just the way our memories work. And, you know, I teach cognitive development theory and media literacy, and our memories always gravitate toward what people think are popular and toward the, I mean, this is going to happen right now with a lot of the activities in the political world.
Right.
That people are already saying, I didn't vote for that.
Exactly.
Now, wait a minute. That's exactly what they said the whole time. So you didn't vote for that? Did you pay attention?
Right.
I mean, people react based a lot of times on their impression. What I'm telling my class and how to succeed in Hollywood, and I'm telling parents, is that people learn through the heart, not through the head. Christians are good at talking to the head, but Jesus talked to the heart. That's what parables are. They tell a story like the prodigal son, and you think about it, and you say, I was that guy, or I was the big brother, or I was the father who ran out to greet my son. That speaks to the heart with multiple meanings. One person went through and found out over 600 meanings in the prodigal story. I don't know how he did that, but because it speaks to our heart, it's not cut and dry. You know, this is the premise that God loves the prodigal. This is the action. The prodigal ran away. This is, you know, it doesn't break down into a Venn diagram, which is a logical analysis. And we often have the mistake of speaking like I'm doing now in lecture format or in logical format. And why movies are so powerful, why short stories and why fairy tales are so powerful is because they don't do that. They don't tie it up in a nice little knot. They actually speak to your heart. They move you to cry and to laugh. And Spielberg said this. He said, you know, we make people cry and laugh, all of them in the theater, maybe a couple of million people laugh at the same time, cry at the same time, and we're getting a message across. And I wish that people who were on the Christian side, I'm not going to say conservative or liberal, knew how to speak to the heart, because that's where you get, grab people's attention. And we haven't been doing that.
Well, it also engages the imagination, and when it does, it, like you said, you come up with 600 meanings of the prodigal, because everybody's imagination is wired and their perception is wired in a unique manner that serves God and serves them. Is that fair to say?
all of us have perceptual, but we all also have points that we understand. I mean, we are, I mean, if you want me to get more logical about it, as Aristotle said, you know, we are ontological realists. We believe in a real world, real pain, real suffering. My wife is really hurt, and she's been on chemo for 25 years and all that.
Right.
And we need a real savior. We're not nominalist, which means, oh, it's just imaginary, her pain, her suffering for 25 years. So we do have common ground. We're epistemological realists, and you don't want to get into this, and ontological realists.
Well, you're expanding my vocabulary. What do you mean I don't want to? Of course, you know, our audience is writing this down.
We often talk about worldview, but we don't understand what the component elements of a worldview are. And the first component elements, and much of this goes back to, you know, the biblical perspective in Plato and Aristotle. You've got to have a grasp of what that means. Otherwise, you're saying, oh, he has a, you know, liberal worldview or a conservative worldview, but you don't understand what it means, and you don't understand what it means for the consequences of their actions, which could be nefarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And I appreciate you touching on that. We're going to have to do a deeper dive in one of our future meetings, because there's a couple other topics I want to address. Sad news. Joanne Rogers, Fred Rogers' wife, passed at 92, huh?
And I love the fact, and now Fred Rogers, I had him speak at the event that you and I used to meet at all the time, the NRB, back in the early 80s. And, you know, I got two reactions from the NRB, and I knew Fred Rogers because I was head of the organization that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were both part of it, gone to seminary, or I call it cemetery, and Fred Rogers was a person of faith, and there were many people at that wonderful group that I love dearly who, you know, questioned why was he doing this. In fact, there were many people when his movie came out questioning it, and his wife, Joanne, said he prays for everybody every day. He prays for the people. He replies to the people. He's doing this for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. If you love your neighbor as yourself, isn't that something in the Bible that we're supposed to do that? We're supposed to love God and love our neighbor. So, you know, one of the things was, well, he's not passing the Christian blood test for us, which was not true because he was reaching people in a mighty way, a powerful way. And when I reach Hollywood, I'm always telling him the good news. The gospel is good news.
Exactly.
And the other side of the coin is that people didn't show up for Fred Rogers. It was sort of interesting that one of the greatest communicators of all time was ignored so that we could focus on communicators that nobody listens to.
Yeah, amazing and ironic. And the thing is that Fred Rogers did this outside of the brick and mortar of a church building.
That's right.
I think it was so powerful.
And he did it for the gospel.
Amen. And his wife, Joanne, was so instrumental. I mean, that relationship, my goodness, the way that came together. And, of course, the way it was depicted in the movie as well. And, you know, and I shared, again, I was just so so enthused and blessed to be reminded of the kindness of Fred Rogers and that infectious attitude and how we need that infectious attitude to spread faster than COVID.
Yep, absolutely. Faster than, well, COVID's spreading very slowly. So it's not the Black Death that lasted 2 days and you were throwing up black phlegm and dying.
Yeah. Exactly.
We've exaggerated. The exaggeration may have spread faster than the misinformation that's going on today.
Without a doubt. More appropriate. Thank you so much. He is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Ted, where can they go for your movie reviews and all the information that they need to know?
Go to movieguide.org. Movieguide.org.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.